When Alex Epstein published The Moral Case for Fossil Fuels in 2014, it landed like a bombshell in the energy debate. The book quickly became a New York Times bestseller, with figures like Peter Thiel calling it the most persuasive argument for the moral case of fossil fuels ever written. What makes this book particularly provocative is that Epstein doesn't just argue that fossil fuels are a necessary evil. He boldly claims they are a moral good that has dramatically improved human life. As climate concerns dominate headlines and fossil fuel companies themselves apologize for their products, Epstein's contrarian stance challenges us to reconsider what we think we know about the energy that powers our world. Could it be that the substance environmentalists call a poison is actually the lifeblood of human flourishing? We've all heard the refrain, "Fossil fuels are an addiction humanity must overcome." This narrative spans the political spectrum, with even oil companies acknowledging the need to transition away from their core products. Yet this conventional wisdom ignores a startling reality. 87% of global energy still comes from coal, oil, and natural gas, powering everything from hospitals to food production to water purification systems. The addiction metaphor fundamentally misrepresents our relationship with fossil fuels. Addictions harm the addict, but fossil fuels have coincided with unprecedented human flourishing. Since the 1980s, global fossil fuel use has nearly doubled. During this same period, human life expectancy, income, and environmental quality have all improved dramatically. In China, a 5-fold increase in fossil fuel consumption paralleled a 70% drop in infant mortality. Globally, malnutrition and undernourishment have plummeted by about 40% since 1990. This correlation between fossil fuel use and human progress isn't coincidental, it's causal. Fossil fuels provide cheap, plentiful, reliable energy that transforms our naturally dangerous environment into a safer one. They power the machines that purify our water, grow our food, heat our homes, and manufacture our medicines. Without this energy, billions would still live in grinding poverty. What about the predictions of environmental catastrophe? For over 30 years, prestigious thinkers have warned of imminent disaster from fossil fuel use. In the 1970s, the Club of Rome predicted we'd run out of oil by 1992. Paul Ehrlich forecast economic collapse by 2000. Life magazine claimed urban dwellers would need gas masks by 1980. These predictions didn't just miss the mark, they got the direction wrong. As fossil fuel use increased, our environment generally improved, not deteriorated. The fundamental mistake in the addiction narrative is viewing fossil fuels only through the lens of their potential risks while ignoring their enormous benefits. A proper evaluation requires examining both sides of the equation. Energy isn't just abstract numbers, it's life itself. In places like the Gambia, electricity shortages mean preventable infant deaths when medical equipment can't function. This reality reveals how unnatural our comfortable lives are and why that's good. The average American uses machine energy equivalent to 93 human servants daily, a profound achievement that has democratized luxuries once available only to the wealthy. Energy is essentially machine calories. Just as humans need calories to function, our machines need energy to work. Humans are naturally weak, averaging only 2,000 calories daily, equivalent to powering a 100-watt light bulb for 23 hours. Throughout 99% of history, humans couldn't access enough energy to rise above grueling subsistence labor. Now, with machine energy, we've become like Superman, transforming our environment for the better. Our energy challenge is staggering. 1.3 billion people have no electricity, over 3 billion lack adequate power, and global energy production would need to quadruple for everyone to reach American consumption levels. Despite decades of government promotion of alternatives, fossil fuels still provide 86% of global energy, only 7% less than in 1980, though total usage has increased dramatically. Solar and wind contribute just 1% combined. This persistence isn't accidental. Producing cheap, plentiful, reliable energy at scale is extraordinarily difficult. Every energy source faces what Epstein calls the hazelnut problem. They may work in small quantities, but scaling them to power billions of lives remains an enormous challenge. Just as we can't assume hazelnuts will be cheap energy because sunlight is free, we can't assume solar power will be cheap. Every energy transformation process requires resources and carries risks. Solar and wind energy face fundamental problems of diluteness and intermittency. Diluteness means these sources require enormous material resources per energy unit. The bigger problem is intermittency. The sun doesn't always shine, and wind doesn't always blow. Claims that Germany gets 50% renewable energy are misleading. These represent brief peak moments, not consistent supply. In reality, German solar and wind production fluctuates wildly, requiring reliable fossil fuel backup. Biomass energy faces severe scaling problems despite its built-in energy storage. It requires extensive resources for production, farmland, water, fertilizer, creating competition between fuel and food. The UN notes that high and volatile food prices are likely to continue as biofuels place additional demands on the food system. What makes fossil fuels uniquely valuable is that they solve the energy challenge by providing cheap, plentiful, reliable, and scalable power. Unlike direct solar energy with its diluteness and intermittency problems, fossil fuels are a form of solar energy that nature has already concentrated and stored from plants that lived hundreds of millions of years ago. Coal dominates world electricity production, 41% in 2011, and is becoming the leading overall energy source. Developing nations overwhelmingly choose coal when industrializing. Consumption has surged in Brazil, 144%, India, 425%, and China, 514% since the 1980s, correlating with improved living conditions. Coal's advantages include its abundance, wide distribution, ease of extraction and transport, and minimal processing requirements. Natural gas excels at providing peak load electricity, the variable power needed above baseline requirements. Using technology similar to jet engines, natural gas power plants can quickly scale up or down to meet changing demands. It burns exceptionally cleanly and serves as an affordable raw material for thousands of petroleum products. Oil's unique value comes from its portability, its liquid energy with an unmatched strength-to-weight ratio. A single gallon of gasoline contains 31,000 calories, equivalent to 15 days of human energy use. Oil powers 93% of U.S. transportation and serves as civilization's most versatile raw material, found in everything from insulation to carpets to computer screens. The fossil fuel industry excels at using technology to extract these otherwise useless materials and transform them into life-sustaining energy. Continuous investment in exploration and extraction technology has enabled access to previously unreachable deposits through 3D seismic imaging, shale oil extraction, and oil sand processing. Resources aren't naturally valuable. They're created through human ingenuity. We have enough fossil fuels to last thousands of years and should focus on using these resources to benefit the 7 billion people alive today. The price system of supply and demand remains our best mechanism for determining which energy resources to use. Because we've never lived with fossil fuel energy, it's hard to imagine life without its benefits. The Industrial Revolution, fundamentally an energy revolution, transformed human life starting around 1800, with metrics of life expectancy and GDP rocketing upward. Before this transformation, the average human lifespan rarely exceeded 40 years, and per capita income remained stagnant for centuries. The introduction of coal-powered steam engines marked the beginning of unprecedented human progress. Perhaps the most dramatic example of fossil fuels' benefits is modern agriculture. Despite dire predictions in the 1960s that the battle to feed humanity is over, world population has doubled since 1968, while the average person is better fed. This miracle came from combining fossil fuel technology with genetic science. In 1960, the average farmer fed 26 people. Today, that number has increased to 155 people, largely due to fossil fuel-enabled innovations. Modern agriculture runs on machines powered by fossil fuels, the food of food. Oil-powered mechanization dramatically increased farmable land per worker, with a single man on a modern combine harvester able to reap enough wheat in one day to make 500,000 loaves. This represents a 100-fold increase in productivity compared to manual harvesting methods. Gas-based fertilization through the Haber-Bosch process solved nitrogen shortages by creating synthetic fertilizers from natural gas, increasing crop yields by 30 to 50%. Coal and diesel-powered irrigation tripled crop yields, turning previously arid regions into productive farmland. Without the energy industry, agriculture would collapse, unable to support our population of 7 billion. As the master industry that powers every other industry, energy enables all productivity and prosperity. More energy means more ability to pursue happiness, whether traveling to exciting places, commuting to favorite activities, or simply enjoying life's pleasures. The average American now consumes about 300 million BTUs of energy annually, equivalent to having 150 human servants working around the clock, enabling unprecedented access to education, healthcare, and leisure activities. Consider transportation. In 1800, a journey from New York to Chicago took 6 weeks by horse-drawn wagon. Today, that same journey takes just 2 hours by plane, thanks to fossil fuel-powered aviation. This dramatic improvement in mobility has transformed commerce, cultural exchange, and personal opportunities. Similarly, modern healthcare relies heavily on petroleum-based products, from surgical equipment to pharmaceuticals, contributing to the doubling of global life expectancy over the past century. The climate change debate often confuses three separate questions. Does the greenhouse effect exist? Will this cause catastrophic warming? Can humans adapt to these changes? These distinct questions require different levels of scientific certainty and evidence. Epstein acknowledges the greenhouse effect when molecules like CO2 reflect infrared radiation back toward Earth, causing warming, but challenges catastrophic predictions based on complex modeling assumptions. Laboratory studies show CO2's greenhouse effect follows a logarithmic decrease. Each additional molecule has less warming effect than the previous one. This diminishing return is crucial, yet often overlooked in public discourse. At current atmospheric concentrations, around 400 ppm, we're at a point where the warming effect of new CO2 molecules is quite small. Predictions of catastrophic warming rely heavily on speculative amplification effects, particularly through water vapor feedback loops, rather than the proven greenhouse effect alone. These feedback mechanisms remain poorly understood and are often overestimated in climate models. As predictions of extreme global warming have failed to materialize over the past decades, climate activists have increasingly shifted focus to extreme weather events. However, this rhetorical pivot is misleading, since the catastrophic climate change theory fundamentally depends on warming causing extreme weather. Comprehensive data shows little change in storm trends. The accumulated cyclone energy chart, tracking global hurricane activity, reveals normal, dynamic variability with no dramatic recent changes. Similar patterns are seen in drought, flood, and tornado data. The widely cited 97% consensus claim deserves particular scrutiny as a case study in how science can be misrepresented. John Cook's influential paper claims this percentage endorsed the view that the Earth is warming up and human emissions of greenhouse gases are the main cause. However, detailed examination reveals only 1.6% of papers explicitly stated humans caused at least 50% of warming. Many scientists whose papers were included in this study have publicly protested this misrepresentation of their work, highlighting the gap between actual research conclusions and public messaging. The most scientifically established yet least discussed aspect of CO2 emissions is their powerful fertilizing effect on plants, known as the CO2 fertilization effect. Climate scientist Craig Idso has demonstrated through thousands of controlled experiments that increased atmospheric CO2 dramatically enhances plant growth and water use efficiency. Experiments show remarkable growth differences in identical plants exposed to different CO2 levels, with some species showing 50 to 80% increases in biomass. This effect contributes significantly to modern agricultural yields, with major crops like wheat, rice, and soybeans showing 30 to 60% increases in growth when exposed to 300 ppm more CO2. Satellite data confirms a significant global greening trend over recent decades, with up to 50% of vegetated areas showing increased leaf area, partially attributed to higher CO2 levels. The most crucial climate impact of fossil fuels is how the energy they provide enhances our ability to master climate challenges. Since energy fundamentally represents ability to do work, more energy exponentially increases our capacity to deal with climate threats. The data is striking. Despite rising CO2 emissions, climate-related deaths have dramatically declined by 98% over the past 80 years. This includes deaths from floods, droughts, storms, wildfires, and extreme temperatures, dropping from nearly 500,000 deaths per year in the 1920s to fewer than 20,000 in recent years, even as the global population has quadrupled. This dramatic improvement contradicts catastrophic predictions and suggests that fossil fuels' energy effect, empowering humans to create safer living environments, may outweigh their greenhouse effect. The popular climate discussion has it backward. Humans don't make a safe climate dangerous. We make a naturally dangerous climate safe. Climate is inherently hazardous without technology, as evidenced by historical devastation from natural disasters before modern infrastructure and warning systems. Humans are becoming masters of climate in two ways: controlling the climate around us and maximizing the benefits of our natural climate. Through air conditioning, heating, and advanced building materials, we create comfortable microclimates regardless of external conditions. Fossil fuels give us unprecedented climate freedom through mobility, the ability to travel anywhere, and through creating protective infrastructure against climate dangers. This includes hurricane-resistant buildings, sophisticated weather prediction systems, and emergency response capabilities that save countless lives annually. While sea level rise is considered a potentially dangerous consequence of global warming, the evidence points to mild increases similar to historical patterns, approximately 7 to 8 inches per century. Even with more significant rises, such as the IPCC's projection of 2 feet over a century, humans can adapt through engineering solutions. The Netherlands provides a powerful example, having successfully managed a similar challenge for centuries by building sophisticated dike systems, flood controls, and pumps. They've not only protected their population, but created prosperous communities in areas that were once underwater. Similar adaptations are visible in coastal cities worldwide, from Venice's MOES project to Singapore's raised minimum elevation requirements for new developments. Modern energy systems also enable rapid disaster response and recovery. When natural disasters strike, fossil fuel-powered vehicles, equipment, and emergency services can quickly mobilize to affected areas. This capability, combined with improved building standards and infrastructure, has dramatically reduced the death toll from natural disasters compared to pre-industrial times. A visitor from 300 years ago would be amazed by our clean air, safe drinking water, climate control, and absence of disease. The secret to these improvements is the ability to transform concentrated energy sources into cheap, plentiful power that runs machines which create a healthier human environment. From water treatment facilities to modern HVAC systems, energy-powered technology has revolutionized human living conditions in ways our ancestors could hardly imagine. Disease, humanity's greatest predator, has declined dramatically thanks to increased wealth and scientific research powered by cheap, plentiful energy. Tuberculosis rates have fallen worldwide as energy use has risen, with developed nations seeing a 90% reduction in TB cases over the past century. Developed countries have eliminated diseases like malaria that once plagued them through drainage projects, pesticides, and other energy-intensive interventions. For instance, the Tennessee Valley Authority's hydroelectric projects helped eliminate malaria in the American South by controlling mosquito breeding grounds. Access to improved sanitation facilities has increased from under half the world population in 1990 to two-thirds today, a direct result of energy-intensive sewage systems that keep waste separate from drinking water and treat it to render dangerous elements harmless. Modern water treatment plants use multiple energy-dependent processes, including filtration, UV sterilization, and chemical treatment to ensure safe drinking water. Cities now process billions of gallons daily through sophisticated treatment facilities that would be impossible without reliable energy supplies. The unpleasant experience of breathing smoke from a campfire is temporary for most of us, but remains an everyday reality for billions worldwide, with an estimated 3 billion people still relying on traditional biomass for cooking and heating. Modern homes use sophisticated machines with clean-burning natural gas or electrical heating that eliminate indoor air pollution. The same benefits apply to cooking, where fossil fuels can help solve major indoor pollution problems from primitive cooking methods. Electric and gas stoves have transformed kitchen air quality, particularly benefiting women and children who traditionally spent more time near cooking fires. While fossil fuels provide tremendous benefits in transforming our dangerous natural environment into a safer one, they do create risks and side effects that must be properly managed. Coal, with its potentially harmful byproducts, has had a love-hate relationship with humanity, fueling the Industrial Revolution while making some areas nearly uninhabitable with smog. The infamous London killer fog of 1952 demonstrated the worst potential consequences of uncontrolled coal pollution. However, the U.S. experience shows pollution can dramatically decrease even while fossil fuel use increases, thanks to anti-pollution technology that minimizes negative effects. Since 1970, America's air quality has improved by more than 77%, while energy use has increased substantially. There's no inherent limit to how clean fossil fuel use can become. Someday, coal might be completely purified, with former pollutants becoming valuable commodities. Technologies like carbon capture, scrubbers, and advanced filtration systems continue to make fossil fuel use cleaner, while innovations in extraction and processing reduce environmental impact at the source. The answer to whether our fossil fuel-powered way of life is sustainable is better than, yes, it can keep improving, as long as we don't adopt misguided sustainability policies. For centuries, opponents claimed we'd run out of fossil fuels, but instead, we keep running into them, creating more resources from raw materials through human ingenuity. Historical predictions of peak oil from the 1970s have consistently proven wrong, with new technologies like horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing revolutionizing energy production. The shale revolution has unlocked vast new resources, transforming countries like the United States from energy importers to exporters. In response, environmental leaders have shifted their focus, claiming our fossil fuel abundance is causing us to run out of other resources like arable land and water. These claims stem from theories about Earth's finite carrying capacity promoted by figures like Paul Ehrlich and John Holdren, who called for de-developing the United States. Their influential 1970s predictions of mass starvation and resource depletion failed to materialize. Yet, similar arguments persist today. The believers in finite carrying capacity mistakenly think Earth simply dispenses resources. But resources aren't taken from nature, they're created from nature through human innovation and technology. Our planet is 100% matter and energy, 100% potential resource. We've barely scratched the surface of what's possible. For instance, modern agricultural techniques have increased crop yields dramatically. Nuclear power has created energy from previously unusable uranium. And desalination technology is turning seawater into freshwater. Sustainability, meaning indefinitely repeatable, is an arbitrary ideal that can actually impede progress. Why should we want to use the same energy sources over and over if they provide expensive, unreliable energy? Instead, we should use the most progressive form of energy available, recognizing this will change as we advance. Throughout history, we've moved from wood to coal to oil to natural gas, each transition bringing greater efficiency and capability. Human ingenuity can transform unusable energy into usable energy without inherent limits, opening endless potential for improving life. Examples include the development of solar panels that capture previously unused solar energy, wind turbines that harness atmospheric energy, and emerging technologies like fusion power that could provide virtually limitless clean energy. The key to continued progress isn't preserving current resource use patterns, but embracing innovation and technological advancement. Countries that have adopted this approach, rather than restricting development in the name of sustainability, have consistently achieved better environmental and economic outcomes. This suggests that human creativity and technological progress, not resource conservation, are the true keys to long-term development. We stand at a pivotal moment where fossil fuels face existential threats from those who would ban them, yet offer incredible opportunities for human progress. The shale energy revolution succeeded largely because government wasn't aware enough to stop it. We're arguably still at the beginning of the fossil fuel age, with potential for safer drilling at any depth, efficient conversion of coal or gas to oil, and development of new technologies. The moral case for fossil fuels is simple but powerful. Using fossil fuels is virtuous because it transforms our environment to benefit human life. This view directly challenges the dominant environmental philosophy that holds pristine nature as the standard of value. Environmental thought leaders consistently exaggerate fossil fuels' negatives while ignoring their positives. Their opposition isn't a mistaken attempt at pursuing human welfare, but a consistent application of their true standard of value, pristine, unaltered nature. Even if fossil fuels created no waste, were cheaper, and lasted forever, they would still oppose them. Epstein argues we need to replace the ideal of non-impact with industrial progress, the progressive improvement of our environment using human industry in service of human life. We must proudly declare human life as our only standard of value and environmental transformation as a supreme virtue. The fossil fuel industry's typical communication strategies fail because they don't address this fundamental moral question. By emphasizing economic growth, job creation, and emissions reductions without challenging the premise that fossil fuels are harmful, they implicitly accept their critics' moral framework. This puts them in the position of defending a necessary evil with an expiration date. The greatest risk we face isn't climate change, it's abandoning the energy sources that have enabled unprecedented human flourishing. Had we followed the advice of leading environmentalists decades ago to severely restrict fossil fuel use, billions of people would have been condemned to continued poverty and premature death. Today's proposals to dramatically cut carbon emissions could have similarly devastating consequences.